Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of the strangest of all musical compositions ever conceived was that drafted by the avant-garde American John Cage. He wrote it in 1952. He called it 433. It was written for any instrument or instruments, as the case may be, and each of the three movements has the instruction that it is to be rendered tacit, which is Latin for silent. Mark Sweat explains, "The audience watches a piano virtuoso, say, open the keyboard, start a stopwatch, sit motionless, and then close the keyboard when 4 minutes and 33 seconds are up. That's it. 4.5 minutes of silence." Now, if you had paid good money to go to a concert, and the virtuoso pianist sat down at the piano as the applause died out, opened the keyboard, started a stopwatch, and sat there, what would you think? You'd probably be asking yourself, "Hey, has he forgotten the music?" Now, I would get uncomfortable for the sake of the artist wondering, "What's wrong? Why doesn't he start playing?" And when he turns off the stopwatch and shuts the lid on the keyboard, I would think, "I have been swindled. I paid good money to hear music and heard only silence." That was the point John Cage wanted to make. It is impossible to escape sound. Whether it is the din or noise of traffic, the wind, the creaks and groans of a forest, or the thump of your own heartbeat. When John Cage released his 433, it created a furor, to say the least. It's still controversial. Some think he might have made a contribution to a social science class or a high school psychology class, but not to serious music. I'm not so sure. The reality is we are bombarded with noise from the moment you wake up in the morning until you go to sleep at night. And even then, you are aware of noise that surrounds you. A friend who lived in the shadow of an overhead train tells how he had grown so accustomed to the sounds of the passing trains. One night, he woke up with a start. "Something's wrong," he said to himself. He jumped out of bed to discover what had happened. No, the roof hadn't collapsed, but a train strike had silenced the noise he had grown accustomed to. Without it, the silence was deafening. Some 3,000 years ago, God spoke through the psalmist and said, "Be still and know that I am God. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength," says Isaiah 30. So where does this leave us today? The reality is most of us are afraid of quietness, not silence. We turn on the TV even though we don't watch the picture or listen to the voice. We have music playing in the background. On one occasion, I spent several days in a wilderness area at an altitude of about 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet. For hours at a time, I sat overlooking a beautiful valley and read and pondered my life and future. There was no radio, no TV, no traffic, no voices, but there was a symphony of sounds that were almost deafening. The stir of the wind, the chatter of chipmunks, the songs of the birds, and the deep rumbling of nature itself. No, I didn't hear the earth turning on its axis, but I did memorize Psalm 46 and will never forget the impact of those words, "Be still and know that I am God." God still says, "Be still and know that I am God." Perhaps that controversial 4 minutes, 33 seconds of silence is more valuable than if he had put notes on the composition marked tacit or silent.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.